You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Earlier this morning, Adam Schefter tweeted out, contractual continuity in Tampa. The Buccaneers have signed head coach Todd Bowles and general manager Jason Light to multi-year contract extensions. Per sources, Bowles now enters his fourth year as the Bucs head coach after leading the team to three consecutive NFC South titles from 2022 and through 2024. And Light is currently the NFL's fifth longest tenured traditional general manager, entering his 12th season as the team's GM. So Todd Bowles and Jason Light, they have now have a contract extension that does go the same duration, the same length of the contract. I'll say this, good for Todd Bowles. He did not do a great, he had one good season with the Jets. I don't think he was the right fit for the New York market, especially with the way that he handles the press conferences. But you got to remember here, you look at this Tampa Bay team, a lot of times when you lose a legend, it's very tough to be successful. What has happened in Green Bay, by the way, Favre to Rodgers, that's an anomaly. Right, you can't always have Montana to Young. There's a lot of times where you lose a great quarterback. Look at look at the Dolphins. Dan Marino, that was their last franchise quarterback. I don't think Tua right now, he's paid like he's a franchise quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa has some moments, but you look at the Miami Dolphins, I can't sit here and tell you that I feel great about Tua Tagovailoa being the quarterback. And you look at Dan Marino, his last year in the NFL was 1999. Since then, Jay Fiedler and Damien Heward. Jay Fiedler, just quarterback to start games. Jay Fiedler, Brian Greasy, Jay Fiedler, A.J. Fieldy, Sage Rosenfeld, our pal Gus Frerotte, Sage Rosenfeld's again, Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon. Oh my goodness gracious. A former Arkansas State quarterback. Trent Green, Cleo Lemon again, John Beck. That's another BYU guy, by the way, that made the NFL. Chad Pennington, Chad Henney, Tyler Thigpen. Oh my God, these are some hideous, and I mean hideous names. Chad Pennington, Chad Henney, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015. That's a pretty good run there. Ryan Tannehill again in 2016. Matt Moore. Jay Cutler, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler started games for the Miami Dolphins? I don't remember that. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tua Tagovailoa, Jacoby Brissett, Tua Tagovailoa, Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tua Tagovailoa, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Huntley. Think about that. So since 1999, that was Dan Marino's final season. Damon Hewitt started 5 games that year. Then you got Jay Fiedler for 15 in 2020. Damon Hewitt in 2020 also got a game. Jay Fiedler started all 16 games in 2001. Jay Fiedler then had 10 games in 2002. Oh, I forgot Ray Lucas. I didn't say him. He had 6 games in 2002. Jay Fiedler then in 2003 had 11. Brian Griese started 5 in 2003. Jay Fiedler 7 in 2004. AJ Feely 8 in 2004. Sage Rosenfels 1 in 2004. Gus Frerotte 15 games in 2005. Sage Rosenfels 1 in 2005. Dante Culpepper 4 in 2006. Joey Harrington 11 in 2006. Cleo Lemon 1 in 2006. Trent Green 5 in 2007. 7 for Cleo Lemon in 2007. 4 for John Beck in 2007. Oh, wow, a quarterback made it through an entire season. Chad Pennington, 16 games in 2008. Then in 2009, Chad Pennington, 3. Chad Henne, 13. 2010, Chad Henne, 14 games as a starting quarterback. Tyler Thigpen, 1 as a starting quarterback. Chad Pennington, 1 as a starting quarterback. 2011, Chad Henne, 4 games as the starter. Matt Moore, 12 games as a starter. I'm running out of breath. 16 games, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015 for Ryan Tannehill. 13 games starting in 2016 for Ryan Tannehill. Matt Moore, 3 in 2016. Jay Cutler, 14 in 2017. 2 in 2017 for Matt Moore. Ryan Tannehill, 11 games as a starter in 2018. Brock Osweiler, 5. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 13 games as a starting quarterback in 2019. Josh Rosen, 3. 2020, Fitzpatrick, 7. 2 and 9. 2021, Tua, 12. Jacoby Brissett, 5. Tua Tagovailoa, 13 in 2022. Teddy Bridgewater, 2 in 2022. Skylar Thompson, 2 in 2022. Tua Tagovailoa, 17 in 2023. Tua Tagovailoa, 11 in 2024. Skylar Thompson, 1 in 2024. And Tyler Huntley, 1 in 2024. So you look at since Dan Marino last played, Marino's last year as the full-time starting quarterback with no injuries was 1998. Since then, they've had 1, they've had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, just 7 seasons where they had a quarterback be the starter from start to finish. Think about that. So the point I'm making here is, when you lose someone like Tom Brady, who is not going to last very long in Tampa Bay, but an incredible amount of success. Brady goes in there, wins the Super Bowl in year 1. Year 2, got to the divisional round, had what was a great comeback up against the Rams, and the Rams beat him on that throw. I think it was the Cooper Kupp because the Bucs played horrible defense. So then after that, Brady's still there, but Bruce Arians retires. Then Todd Bowles takes over as the head coach. He still had Brady there. They go 8-9. Since then, though, Todd Bowles with Baker Mayfield, 9-8. Won a playoff game, 10-7, lost in the wild card round. So you've had Todd Bowles take over Bruce Arians. You've had Baker Mayfield take over for Tom Brady. And yes, they got better. Not that they won a Super Bowl. Not that they, got back to a conference championship game. But from Brady's last season. I'm not talking about 2021 and 2020 when they won the Super Bowl in 2020, and then 2021, they lost the divisional round. But since Brady's final season, which is 8-9, as a team, they are 9-8 and 10-7 and have a playoff win. Think about that. That's pretty impressive. Is anyone going to sit here and tell you that Todd Bowles is a top 10 coach in this league? No. But Todd Bowles has done a good job, and I think it also speaks more to Baker Mayfield, where his career was basically donezo, ended in Cleveland, goes to Carolina. Didn't he spot start for the Rams for like 2 weeks or something like that, right off the street? And then he goes to Tampa Bay, and after 1 year, they're like, okay, we'll make a commitment to you. I think it was a 3-year contract, $100 million, whatever it was. Baker's been good. Todd Bowles has been fine. And that defense is solid in Tampa Bay. But good for Todd Bowles and Jason Light. Now they have contracts that line up with one another as they got extensions today. It's a good thing right there. But for whatever reason, there are going to be people that sit there and they're going to say, oh, Todd Bowles should have been on the hot seat entering this season. And I just don't get that one. I don't know about you, Stu. Before this news came out, what would your realistic expectations be for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year?
I think get to the playoffs. I think that's it. I can't imagine any more than that.
Yeah. I think that you look at the way that this team is. I'm not sitting here saying they're a great team, but they're a good team. You look at the NFC South, they're better than Carolina. I guess Atlanta's your true contender, but you got to – hey, we don't know what Michael Penix is going to be. Let's be real. But I'll trust Todd Bowles over Raheem Morris, I'll tell you that. And I know what I'm getting out of Baker Mayfield. Now, I like some of those pieces on Atlanta, but Atlanta, they're the contender because it's not the Saints. The Saints, you know, God, Tyler Shuck. Let's be real. Tyler Shuck, we're going to suck, probably, is how you look at that team entering this season. So it's a two-team race in the NFC South. Tampa Bay, right, Godwin's coming back. You got Mike Evans. Baker Mayfield's good. You got solid players defensively. They should win this division. They should. And then if they lose in the wild card round, it is what it is. If they win a playoff game, all right, do you see this team going to an NFC championship anytime soon? Probably not. But what you see in the last 2 years is what they are. They lost in the divisional round and lost in the wild card round. Those are good seasons, though, for Tampa Bay. And they just won a Super Bowl in 2020. So, Stu, let's do this real quickly here before we go around the room and we say, who's a coach in the hot seat? And I never got why people were looking at Todd Bowles on the hot seat entering this season after making the playoffs without Brady for the last 2 years. But here's the Tampa Bay schedule. Oh, boy. They got a tough schedule, man. At Atlanta, week one.
I think it's a loss.
Okay. At Houston, week two.
I think it's also a loss.
The Jets, week three.
That's a win.
You get an extension, and you start off 0-2. A lot of people are going to say, why did they extend this guy? So the Jets get a win. Eagles, week four.
Loss.
At the Seahawks, week five.
Win.
The 49ers, week six.
Loss.
At the Lions.
Oh, my God.
On October 20th. See, you sometimes, right? This is why I do this.
Yeah.
You sometimes say, oh, a team should win a division, and you look at their schedule, you're like, uh-oh, that's a problem.
I think that's also a loss.
Okay. At the Saints, October 26th.
Win.
All righty. Coming off a bye week to get the Patriots.
Win.
At the Buffalo Bills.
Loss.
At the LA Rams.
Loss.
Cardinals.
Win.
Saints.
Win.
Falcons, Thursday Night Football.
Win.
Okay. At the Carolina Panthers.
Win.
At the Dolphins.
Win.
Panthers again.
Win.
So you got them to 10 wins.
Wow. With a pretty horrible start.
Well, the beginning of their schedule is brutal.
That's a crazy schedule.
But then towards the end, if you could just be serviceable, you know, be fine. You know, you look at it last year. Well, they got off to a 3-1 start, but at one point they were 4-6 last year. And then down the stretch, they only lost one game, and it was to Dallas. So it could be a similar thing what happened last year that ends up happening this year. Now, let's do this real quickly. So you got to 10 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I won't ask you the games up against the Bucs because you told me they're going to split.
Right.
So they open up the season Tampa Bay. We'll start from one here. This is Atlanta schedule. At Minnesota, week two.
Loss.
At Carolina, week three.
Win.
Commanders, week four.
Loss.
Bills, week six.
Loss.
49ers, week seven.
Loss.
Dolphins, week eight.
Win.
Patriots, week nine.
Win.
Colts, week 10. The game is not in America.
I'd say win.
Carolina Panthers, week 11.
I think they'll split with the Panthers. So I'll say loss.
Okay. At the Saints, week 12.
Win.
At the Jets, week 13.
Win.
Seahawks, week 14.
I'll say loss.
Okay. We already did the Tampa Bay games. Cardinals, week 16.
Win.
Rams, week 17.
Loss.
Saints, week 18.
Win.
All right, so you give them 9. I think it's fair, right? 9-8, 10, like 10-7, you don't necessarily win that division, but you should feel somewhat decent about winning that division. All righty, let's go around the room. Todd Bowles extended. I think Todd Bowles is a good coach. I don't think he's great. I think he's good. And what he's done in Tampa Bay has been good. I've been happy with it. Go around the room, though. Who's a coach of the hot seat entering this season, Stu?
I think it is Mike McDaniel with the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, the first 2 years were good. 2 playoff appearances looked like they were trending up. But last year, just 8-9, seems like they're trending down. Tyreek Hill, we don't know if he wants to be there. Tua, we don't know what he's going to be. Just kind of feels like...
Yeah, the pending Jalen Ramsey situation.
The Ramsey situation's up in the air as well. I just feel like if they don't make the playoffs, which if we've talked about all the AFC teams and all the teams that we expect to make the playoffs and be in the mix, if they don't make the playoffs, I could see them moving on, even if they get 8 or 9 wins. I don't know. I feel like McDaniel is definitely in the hot seat.
It seems like it's a rudderless ship. It really does. That's what happens. You got Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer driving the boat. Let's be real. This ship seems like it has no direction. Like, don't get me wrong. You'll get from point A to point B, probably. There's going to be a lot of turbulence. But when you get off that boat, you're going to sit there and say, oh, never again. I'll go on a different cruise line next time. That wasn't that enjoyable. Because even if they make the playoffs, they won't win a playoff game. And they probably will end up missing the postseason this year. And I look at it, Bills win the AFC East, AFC North, you go with the Ravens, AFC South, probably the Texans, and now there's always surprises each and every year. AFC West, you would probably take the Chiefs. I think the Chargers will make the playoffs, I think the Broncos will make the playoffs, and right now I give the Bengals a slight edge over the Steelers. But I'll give the Steelers the edge over the Miami Dolphins. That's what I would do. So, yeah, McDaniel's definitely on the hot seat. Samter, who's the coach in the hot seat entering this season?
So there were a few big names that I wouldn't be surprised if they were gone.
Okay.
Stefanski, McDermott.
Hit him with the Samter.
Yeah, the list.
It's like a hit him with the Hein. All right, let's go.
Stefanski,
don't
McDermott, Tomlin, Shanahan.
Wait. Stefanski?
McDermott.
I would say on the hot seat. Sean McDermott?
If they fall short again.
No, he won't.
At a certain point, they might just say, we just need a different voice.
So to
We've
me.
We've got the quarterback.
To me, Sean McDermott is Giannis. Until they fire him, until Giannis says, hey, I want out, I'm not believing that they're going to get rid of him because this organization has displayed, I thought McDermott did a good job last year, let me be clear, but I think this organization has showed they don't want to see what life is like without him because of how bad they were before they got Sean McDermott. Like, you look at the Buffalo Bills, I haven't done this in a while, but the Buffalo Bills from 2000 to 2016 didn't make the postseason. McDermott comes in 2017, 9-7 with Tyrod Taylor, make the playoffs. 6-10, they take a step back. Then since then, 10-6, 13-3, 11-6, 13-3, 11-6, 13-4. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, obviously. He hasn't got to a Super Bowl, but I think the Bills are fine still with McDermott as their head coach. Who else was on that list? You said Stefanski, you said McDermott.
Tomlin. Not necessarily hot seat, but again, wouldn't be surprised if they fall short with all the eggs they're putting in the Rodgers basket.
So I would say this with Tomlin. I think the fan base has had enough. When you've had Noel, Cower, and Tomlin, I don't think a change is coming anytime soon. But I could understand the conversation, just like I understand the McDermott conversation. I just don't think those organizations are going to be motivated to move on from either.
And the last one of the names that like I don't have on the hot seat per se, but I think could be gone, I wouldn't be surprised, is Kyle Shanahan. If he has another big down year after a huge contract to Purdy, at a certain point, maybe they just say, he's just not our guy. I don't think it's going to happen, but these are the ones that I wouldn't be surprised if they happened.
Yeah, I see, Shanahan, I've always said he's a tad overrated. Don't get me wrong. He's a good coach. He can't win the Super Bowl. 2 10-point leads. You know, what happened with 28-3 is the offense. You know who Shanahan gives me a little vibes of? And I think he's a better coach than this guy. A little Lincoln Riley-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, always won the Big 12, always got to the playoff, and then didn't win in the playoff. Lincoln Riley at USC, had the Heisman Trophy winner with Caleb Williams, did nothing with him. Shanahan's better than Lincoln Riley, but he's a coach that everyone praises for their offensive background, and they don't have rings on their fingers, or a ring on their finger. Little similar there, but I would be surprised even if this year goes really south for the 49ers. I think they're going to bounce back. You look, we talked about this with their schedule. They should be an 11-win football team, bare minimum. You know, 10-11-win football team. Their schedule is favorable for them. So I would be surprised if Shanahan gets fired. So who's your coach here? Who are you going with?
So the coach I'm going to go with, I was going to go with Brian Daboll, but I think the Jackson Dart pick may have saved him a little bit. I'm going to go with Raheem Morris. With all the expectations there and all the talent they brought in, now with this young quarterback, if they fall flat and Michael Penix doesn't show any sort of promise or development, I think Raheem Morris is gone.
And remember, you know what? I hate to say this because the Falcons organization is good to us. And I, you know, they've given us Arthur Blank. You know, we've had Michael Penix on this show. Bijan Robinson's always great when he comes on this show. There's a lot of people I'm rooting for in that organization. But the way they handled the Belichick situation, and now you have Atlanta people that are saying, oh, we dodged a bullet not bringing in Bill Belichick because of his 24-year-old girlfriend. Like, folks, I'd still rather have Bill Belichick over Raheem Morris. What is it, 7 days a week and twice on Sundays? Whatever the expression is, 1,000%.
Yeah. I would pick you every day of the week and twice on Sundays.
Yeah, so part of me.
A few good men.
Part of me is still saying, I'm kind of hoping that the Falcons aren't good this year. You know, I hate to go against a Hofstra guy and Raheem Morris, but that's just the way I feel about it. And I don't like what they did to Bill. I'm going Zach Taylor. Once again, an organization. Look how long they gave Marvin Lewis for never winning a playoff game. At least Zach Taylor got the Super Bowl recently. But you got Joe Burrow. If you miss the playoffs again, I think you could get a better coach. So that's what I would do there. Real quickly, let me just make sure that this is correct. I just want to make sure. Yep, nope, this is him. Because he's blocked me on Twitter. That is Jeff Passan, but with the way that Twitter is now organized, I could see it. Breaking news. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop. Well, it used to be a Tampa Bay Rays shortstop. Wander Franco was found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor in the Dominican Republic for an illegal sexual relationship with a 14-year-old girl when he was 21. He received a 2-year prison sentence, according to Juan Arturo Recio. Only 2 years? That's kind of... That don't sound right. So, that was the latest with Wander Franco, with what has happened there. And that case has been well talked about and what has been talked about before. A 2-year prison sentence. That's all he gets for that? Hey. All righty, we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back onside, offside next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb.
All right, Stu Pak, what do we got cooking today? Onside, Offsides. Let's go.
All right, so C.J. Stroud has had one of the best starts to a career, leading the Texans to two straight playoff appearances and a win in each postseason. However, some have said Stroud took a step back last year after throwing for fewer yards and fewer touchdowns with more interceptions. But one quarterback legend, Peyton Manning, isn't buying it.
I always talk about how hard it is as a rookie to play. CJ kind of goes, obviously it's not that hard because he dominated as a rookie. And what does that do? It gives defenses more film to look at to know what they have to do to try to stop him in his second year, right? As a rookie year, you know, they don't know what you're going to do. But guess who gets to figure out what defenses are doing? CJ does by watching film this season, go, oh, this is what they're trying to do to me. Watch me counter this with this type of play. So, you know, everybody wants to judge right away. Oh, great rookie year. Second year, by the way, he went to the playoffs in his second year. It was 22. Let's be careful saying it was a down year, okay? I didn't win a playoff game till my sixth year, right? So he's 2 for 2, and that's all he's trying to do is give the Texans a chance.
So onside, offside, Stroud needs to surpass his numbers from his rookie year for you to believe that he can be an elite quarterback.
So he had 26 total touchdowns, 23 passing, 3 rushing, only 5 interceptions, and he threw for 4,108 yards. Last year, with the terrible offensive line, receivers dropping like flies, he pretty much had the same completion percentage, fewer yards, 3,727. He also played in 2 more games than he did in his rookie season. Had 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, no rushing touchdowns. I'm going to answer this question with a different interpretation. I don't think it's just a numbers thing. Yeah, his numbers need to be better than what they were his rookie season, and his numbers were not great last year. I think we all know CJ Stroud is a good quarterback right now. You want me to think that you could be elite? Well, you've won 1 playoff game your first year, 1 playoff game your second year. It's good. Very good. Now can you win 2? Now can you get to an AFC championship game? Now can you... I know the numbers of Josh Allen are much better and Lamar Jackson that much better. At least those quarterbacks, even though they haven't been able to get past Mahomes, at least they've been able to get to the conference championship game. Can you find a way to pull off an upset against a Lamar, against a Josh Allen, or a Patrick Mahomes, and at least put your team 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl? That's my question. So Stroud needs to surpass his numbers from his rookie year for you to believe he could be a elite quarterback. I don't think it's just numbers. I think it's more than that. That's why I'm going offside.
Offside!
The Dolphins head into 2025 with a lot of questions centered around Tua, Tyreek Hill, and of course, as we talked about, your favorite coach last segment, Mike McDaniel.
McDoofus.
As well as their general manager, Chris Greer. Well, yesterday, Colin Cowherd made a bold prediction about Miami's coach and GM duo.
Dolphins blow out Mike McDaniel and the GM. They went from number 2 scoring offense to 22 last year. Inexplicably, if you have Tua as a quarterback, the 2 things you have to have are a good O-line and a capable backup. They have neither. A lot of splashy moves. I don't feel like there's a lot of steak. It's a lot of sizzle. I don't like their direction. I think Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are gone after 8. Remember, New England now is really good. Buffalo is winning the division. 3rd place gets both the GM and the coach removed.
next.
I'm not going to lie. Doesn't he sound like he's on Mars there? Just the way that you hear that, it does not sound as if he's just in a studio. Well, I think he's now working out of Chicago. So maybe that's just something with the connection there. But it sounded as if he was on a different planet. It does not sound like we're on the planet that we're broadcasting from. But anyway, continue still.
Onside's offsides, McDaniel and Greer will both be gone after this season.
I feel more confident about McDaniel, and it should be Greer that goes first, but I think Greer has some photos of Stephen Ross because he's been in that organization way too long. I think the Dolphins missed the playoffs, and I think that's the nail in the coffin for them. That's the way that I would answer that. That's what it should be. Daniel and Greer will both be gone after the season. Yeah, I'll slightly go onside on that one.
During last night's NBA draft, 19 of the 21 picks after number 9 were either traded before or during the draft, including 10 players that were dealt after they were selected. This is a trend, of course, that we've seen for years, with many players wearing the hat of the team who selected them on stage and in interviews just to get traded minutes later. Onside's offsides, the insane amount of draft trades is bad for the NBA.
I don't think it's the amount of trades that are bad for the NBA. It's just a lot of these players are like, who the heck are they? And maybe that's because there's now more one-and-dones or there's more foreign players as well, and maybe you're not seeing as much of all these players. I'm not going to say the insane amount of trades is bad for the NBA, so I'm going offside. But what is bad is when you have the player who, let's say, gets drafted. I'm just throwing out two random teams, the Brooklyn Nets, and then he gets traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's wearing the Nets hat all around the entire night. Or then you log on to ESPN, and since they know it's not official yet, you look, so-and-so player got drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies and small font traded to the Indiana Pacers. That's just more confusing to me. But I don't think the amount of trades is bad for the NBA. I don't think that's the case, so I go offside there.
Offside!
The Suns traded Kevin Durant for Jalen Green and the number 10 pick last night, which they used on Duke center Kaman Maluak. Phoenix added...
You know, Stu's a Duke fan, by the way. Get that name right. Nice job, Stuart.
Phoenix added another Blue Devil in a deal with the Hornets, training for big man Mark Williams. On stage all sides, the Suns will be better next year than they were this year with Kevin Durant.
I know that they stunk, you know, this past year, and it was a terrible experience. But you look back at it, the Suns won 36 games. Are the Suns winning 37 games next year? Ooh, that's tough for me to believe. Without KD, they do have Booker, but without KD, they give off like Wizards vibes. They do. I think they'll be slightly.
They have Bradley Beal. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do have Bradley Beal as well. Like 27, 28 wins, I'd probably say maybe 30. I don't think it's going to be much more than that. So you ask me, the Suns will be better next year than they were this year with KD. I will go offside on that one.
Offside.
The Ace Bailey drama was probably the most interesting thing of the night after the former Rutgers star refused to work out with any team and reportedly didn't want to go to Charlotte or Utah. But unfortunately for him, the Jazz were the ones who selected him with the 5th overall pick. And Bailey admitted that he was surprised but ready to help Utah.
What's your overall thoughts about getting selected by the Jazz?
Just a blessing. I mean, the little kid and me smiling hard right now because I know the hard work, the sacrifices, the blood, the sweat, the tears, not just for me, but my family put into this. So to look at me and just smiling at me right now. So I'm just blessed to be here.
Had you had any idea they had any interest in you?
No idea.
So
imagine if he just started saying legendary at his press conference like Jordan did. Legendary, legendary. Kind of would have respected it.
Outsides, all sides, the Jazz made the right move by selecting Bailey against his wishes.
Oh, absolutely. You need talent in Utah. You know what? Take control of the league. I know player empowerment is running rampant through the NBA. The players still don't run the league, though. I know it appears that way, but if you have a kid that you look at 5 and he could have been the 3rd overall pick in the draft, Philadelphia don't want to take him, that's their right. Hornets don't want to take him, that's their right. Is the player talented, more talented than Con Knipple? Yes. Is the player more talented than Vijay Adichie? Yes, I think so. So take him. You take him at 5. And I don't sit there and take someone else just because he doesn't want to go there. You're a professional now. You may not like being there. You may try to get out there as quick as possible. But I take the risk on it because Utah needs talent. So the Jazz made the right move by selecting Bailey against his wishes. Absolutely onside.
The Sixers took Baylor star Vijay Edgecombe 3rd overall and got some good news that Joel Embiid is expected to be back by training camp. The Sixers went from 47 wins in 2024 to just 24 last year, as Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey played just 15 total games together. Onside's Offsides, the Sixers will be a top five team in the East if Embiid remains relatively healthy.
That's operating as if he is healthy. That's a gigantic, yes. That is a 7'2" if of a question. Cavs, I think, are better. Knicks, I think, are better. Celtics don't have Tatum. Pacers don't have Halliburton. Bucks don't have Dame. I think one of the Pistons or the Magic take a step up, so that's three. And probably still one of the Celtics, Pacers, or Bucks still hang around one of those teams in the top five, so that's four. And then, yeah, I'd put the Sixers in the top five. So they got to be healthy, but if they're healthy, they got a good team there with Embiid and Paul George. Both those guys are injury concerns. Maxey's really good. You got the former kid from Duke as well. And then you go out there, you get VJ Edgecombe. Yeah, I think that could be a top five team if everyone's healthy on sides.
Barry Bonds is one of the greatest players in baseball history, but has, of course, been left out of the Hall of Fame due to steroid allegations. However, after the Giants distanced themselves from Bonds for a few years, they've welcomed him back as an ambassador and have retired his number. And now, Giants CEO Larry Bear says that they're ready to take another step in honoring Barry Bonds.
Do we have any idea when we're going to do the Barry Bonds statue? I mean, is it coming? Are we doing it?
On the radar. I would say on the radar. A statue is, certainly Barry's deserving of a statue and should be next up. And we don't have the exact location, or the exact date, and the exact timing, but it's coming. I can say is it's coming.
Onsides, offsides, the Giants should not put up a statue of Barry Bonds.
Offside. I understand he's a cheater. The guy is one of the greatest baseball players to ever participate in Major League Baseball. He is the home run king, whether people want to acknowledge that or not. I think we should acknowledge history, tell the whole story. I put a statue up of Barry Bonds, have no problem with it. I put him in the Hall of Fame, have no problem with it. So the Giants shouldn't put up a statue of Bonds. I would go offsides. I think they should.
Offsides.
I got no problem with that.
All right, last one here. The Pac-12 is ready to welcome in six new teams next year, including San Diego State, Utah State, Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and Gonzaga. Well, now new reports say that an invitation to Texas State is expected soon, despite the program only being in the FBS since 2012. Since moving up, the Broncos have put up just three winning seasons, including 9 years of four wins or fewer, though they are coming off of back-to-back eight-win seasons, which included bowl wins. Onsides, offsides, it is a mistake for the Pac-12 to invite such an unproven program.
Well, clearly this is not your granddaddy's Pac-12, all right? Or your father's Pac-12, I guess is the best way to say this one. Or maybe even your brother's Pac-12. This is a different Pac-12. And let's be real with how this is no longer the Pac-12 as we once knew it. You don't really have a leg to stand. You just got to compile as many teams as you can. So I don't have a problem with this. So you ask me, is it a mistake for the Pac-12 to invite such an unproven program? I don't think so. You need as many bodies that are functioning to be in that conference the way that it is right now. So I would go offside.
Offside.
All righty. That's onside offside on a Thursday, as we're going to be off tomorrow for the show. Do you know who's filling in tomorrow? Is it Gresh?
It is Sean Levine tomorrow.
Oh, Sean Levine. Next time Gresh fills in, I got to make sure that I give a little disclaimer to record for the way that we open up our 5:40 p.m. Eastern Time segment. So Sean Levine, the sports machine, always has an interesting fact whenever he starts off his show. He will be in tomorrow filling in for us as I'm going on a little vacation down to the Jersey Shore. I'll be back on Monday, though. We'll come on back, though. We got one more segment to play. We'll go around the room. Who was a draft winner from last night? Who was a draft loser from last night? A man that's always a winner is Rich Ackerman, and he's standing by with the latest Infinity Sports Network Sports Flash. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go around the room. Winners and losers from the first round of the NBA draft. Stu, I will start with you. Give me your winner.
All right, so my winner is going to be the San Antonio Spurs. Obviously, they came in with the second pick in the draft. I think they ended up with the second best player in Dylan Harper. And, of course, they added Carter Bryant, another really good, solid player. They have flexibility. to build around Wemby. Maybe that includes training for another star at some point. But right now, their sky's the limit, and they got two really good players last night.
Yeah, and you got De'Aaron Fox, too. You got Stephon Castle as well. Devin Vassell, who's a good player. And they got a chance now to win three straight Rookie of the Year awards. You know, Wemby, and last year, Castle. And now the question is, can you find a way to have Dylan Harper maybe usurp Cooper Flagg in terms of just winning the Rookie of the Year for this year? So that's a good one there with the San Antonio Spurs. Samter, who's your winner from last night?
I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns. Not only do they add Malawak, and they also have Jalen Green.
Wow.
But they also pulled in Mark Williams in a trade. Obviously, we know that Williams trade got nixed to the Lakers during the season because of, you know, what seemed to be a botched physical thing. So the Suns got rid of Kevin Durant, which to me, I know he's still a very good player, but it wasn't a good match. They get to start over a little bit. They bring in Jalen Green. They bring in two big guys that can dominate down low. I think the Suns really kind of revamped their entire roster, and now they can build around Booker rather than just have three guys who are exactly like Devin Booker.
I would have never thought the Suns would be considered a winner last night. And also, I was seeing this clip this morning. Stephen A. was losing his mind over the Suns last night, especially after that Mark Williams trade. So I was surprised by that one. I would say my winner here are the Utah Jazz. Ace Bailey doesn't want to go there. No problem. You take the best player available in at five. And then also, I think Walter Clayton's going to be really good. You need shooters in this league. And I think Walter Clayton was someone that we were not really talking about a lot leading into this draft process, because whenever you win and you're in college for a few years, I feel like you don't go that early. And he ended up getting drafted by the Wizards, and then it was traded to Utah at 18. So I like what the Jazz did getting Walter Clayton and then also Ace Bailey. And I'll just tell you one more. A name that don't be surprised in a few years if this guy ends up being really, really good. Kasper Žakaičiūnas. I'll say that as quick as possible because I don't even know if I said the name correctly. I liked him a lot at Illinois. I thought he would have been earlier in this draft. Him going 20 to the Miami Heat. Sometimes it's just you got to land in the right situation. I think that's a good spot for him. So I did like that. All righty. Stu, give me your loser.
I'm going to say local, and I'm going to say the Brooklyn Nets are the loser of the night. They had five picks going into the night, all in the first round. They had the eighth pick. They weren't able to move up to get a premier talent. I don't think any of the five guys they got are guys that really wow you. I know Windhorst was kind of insinuating that as well last night, but it was I don't think it was a good night for the Brooklyn Nets, especially since they couldn't get up to like the top five and get someone really good.
Yeah, and we have Brian Windhorst. This is on ESPN. Executives were texting him making fun of the Brooklyn Nets using their five first-round picks.
Yes. There's no way they can, again, field five rookies.
You want to bet?
Sure, yeah, why not? Yeah.
No.
I got some people telling me some things about Brooklyn. People are making fun of these drafters.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I got people saying to me, executives and agents, they're like, and I was watching them play three two-way guys during this year so that they could clap for taking the guys in their 20s.
Wow.
He's like, these two-way guys might be just as good as the guys that they're taking. I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying what people are saying.
Hey,
you
take five shots. One of them got to be right with you.
I don't know what show that was. I saw a lot of clips from them last night because they do 10,000 shows, I guess, on ESPN. I saw a lot of clips from that show today. I don't know who the other people are necessarily on the set. It was funny, though. And I'll just say this. I like Brian Windhorst. I'm a Windy guy. He's got to get some sleep. He looked exhausted last night. He looked as if if you would have put a pillow right there on the set, he would have given him a blanket. He would have fallen asleep right at the desk. Samter, yeah, go ahead.
At least there's nothing important going on in the NBA the next couple of weeks for Windhorst to worry about. he'll have plenty of time to sleep.
Windhorst, I don't know if you dabble in this stuff. I would not recommend taking a gummy anytime soon. don't be hanging out with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. You'll be asleep for about two weeks probably. All right, Samter, what do you got? Loser.
My loser is, in a way, your winner. I think Ace Bailey was a loser.
Oh, okay.
All the lead up and the knocking of his reputation, all the negative talk about him. He can't build a team around a guy who's like this. And then he ends up going. He does this whole power play to force where he's going to go, and he ends up in a place he didn't want to go to anyway, in Utah. It wasn't like he ended up in like a big market. He ended up in a small market with a team that doesn't have a lot of talent around him to begin with. And he tried this, so he destroyed his reputation, went to a team he didn't want to go to in the first place. It's going to take a lot for him to get the trust of his teammates, to get the trust of the organization, the fans, and for the media and the people like us to actually start to believe that he can actually be a real, like, leader on a team.
My loser are the Pelicans. All right, so you get Jeremiah Fears in at 7. Fine. Then at 13... you trade with the Hawks, and you give an unprotected first-round pick to get Derek Queen. Maybe Derek Queen turns out to be a really good player. He was fun to watch at Maryland. But an unprotected first-round pick for a team that could be horrible next year? I know sometimes we overvalue these first-round picks in the NBA, but anyone think the Pelicans are going to be really good? I don't think so, so I put the Pelicans as a loser. I'll also give you another one. ESPN. And I'm not even talking about the coverage. People think I'm going to be talking about, right, one of the players getting called Colin Coward, and then whatever happened with Al Duncan and the... No, I'm not even going there. They have the draft today. This is two rounds, and there's no Bronny James here. Let's be real. After the first 8 or 9 picks, you get bored with the NBA draft. There's another day today of the NBA draft. Those ratings are going to be so low, I don't even know if you could find them. I don't.
I mean, I was looking at the best available. Yeah. I've heard of like 2 of them.
You know, someone's going to say, well, that's on you for not watching the games. Give me a break. Samter Stu, thank you. Big thanks to the Bust Your Own Bettis. Big thanks each and every one of you. Rich Ackerman as well. We will be back on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. I'm off to the Jersey Shore. Bye-bye. Peace.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.